This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. 185,000 is the macroeconomic number of the day. That is how many jobs the leisure and hospitality industry added in October. The number comes courtesy of the private payroll processor ADP, which figures the economy overall was up more than 500,000 jobs last month. The official number from the Labor Department will be upon us Friday morning. But while we wait, it occurred to us as we were talking over story ideas at our meeting this morning that it's been a while since we've checked in on hotels, one of the industries hardest hit by the pandemic, as we all know. And things look a lot different now than they did, say, a year ago. Marriott said this morning profits more than doubled from the same period last year. Hilton's doing just fine, too, thanks. So Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one for us.
One of the brightest spots for the hotel industry this year has been leisure travel. People simply wanting to get out and booking hotel rooms.
What we're seeing from leisure has gotten really back to 2019 levels.
That's Leni Oberg, Marriott International's chief financial officer. Part of that is because many people have built up a lot in savings. Rich Hightower at Evercore ISI says flexible work policies have made it easier for people to extend their vacations and do a little work from the hotel room.
You know, kind of blending business travel and leisure, you know, midweek to weekend.
Business travel itself has been picking up too, but more slowly. Hightower says many corporations are still hesitant to send employees out on work trips.
I think a lot of that has to do, obviously, with the recovery coming out of a pandemic and concerns around, you know, workers' health being on the road and sort of that duty of care.
And that means a lot of hotel conference rooms are sitting empty.
Those are great pieces of business for us.
Lynn Moorfeld heads the California Hotel and Lodging Association. He says leisure travelers tend to spend their money outside the hotel, but business travelers usually spend more at the hotel.
And that's due to the meeting rooms, the dining. They come in for 2 or 3 days, utilize the hotel services very heavily.
Moorfeld says business conferences and meetings tend to happen in bigger cities, so hotels in urban areas are struggling the most. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.